Classic like getting that cheddar.
You ready to get this cheddar?
Whatever, man. Classic like saying that girl is slamming.
Yeah!
Like telling your mama jokes. It's Backspin, baby.
Biatch.
I gotta get something to drink. I gotta get something to eat. I gotta get some kind of fucking mobile breakfast situation situated. I am fucking tired of going to this fucking gas station that is not a gas station, because they have made getting in there and parking and everything such shit. And now I don't know where to go. I'm trying to think what would be a location. Where could I go that would have some out-of-the-way brands? Some fucking wild shit from the world of energy beverages. When we were driving through Arizona, we stopped at a couple of gas stations, and they had a grape Rockstar. It was like Rockstar Revolt fucking Gorilla Grape. Party grape. I don't know what the fuck it was. And that was pretty good. I would drink one of those if I could find one around here. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a 7-Eleven I could go to, but that's just not... Their selection's not great. It's not a great 7-Eleven. The good 7-Eleven is the outskirts of town going in the other direction, so I'm not going to drive all the way out there. Maybe I'll just go to this other fucking gas station across the street and hope for the best. This place kind of sucks on the food front. Like, if you want to get some kind of protein bar, their selection there is straight garbage. Maybe that's the move. Maybe that's the move. It's either that or this fucking fucked up 7-Eleven on Baywood, where I used to play Smash TV and Mortal Kombat 2 and Super Street Fighter. This dude Phil, I went to high school with, worked there. I hung out there on Friday nights for a while when he was working. We would hang out in the drink cooler on summer nights when it was real hot, which was kind of nice. And then he would get off around, like, I don't know, midnight or 1 or something like that. And we would go to, like, a fucking Caro's or, you know, whatever late night diner thing sometimes. I wonder where that dude is now.
Check this out. The sun went down when I hit Slauson. On my way to the strip, now I'm just flossing. Checking my region, because niggas they will do. Jack moves, black fools, because I smack fools.
I got pretty good at, beating the computer. Mortal Kombat 2. They got a Total Carnage machine. I played a lot of that there, too. That game got expensive fast. I should find that dude and tell him that I now have a Total Carnage machine in my home. His reaction would probably be like, what? Look, you guys, I see you guys clowning in the chat. I see you guys having a good time. Hey, it's Friday, you know, funning around. But it ain't easy being Ja Rule, okay? Cut Ja Rule some slack. Just hasn't been the same. It's the one good thing 50 Cent did.
Slowing down, huh?
Tomorrow, 4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West, on Backspin.
All right, I'm going to go to this Shell station. And they got a big vat of, like, boiled peanuts in this place. It's just like a, it's just a strange fucking gas station thing to have. Inside. No loyalty. When I got up to the credit card machine and started entering my... Oh, there's a car there. Like, there were two buttons on it. One was like, fuel rewards, you know, for you to enter like your... phone number, whatever the fuck they keep on you at these stations. And the other button, the other option just said, no loyalty. And I was like, that's right. I ain't got no fucking loyalty to this gas station. All right, they had the grape I was looking for. Killer Grape. Rockstar Revolt. Killer Grape. Which is, you know, it's not a zero calorie drink, so it's something to consider. Normally, I stick to the zero calorie Rockstar these days. But this grape is too killer. And then I also got, right next to it, Killer Black Cherry. Rockstar Roll, Killer Black Cherry. It's killer. And then some kind of shitty candy bar, protein bar that is like a candy bar that they filled with sawdust instead of candy. Supreme protein on this one, I guess. I don't know. VIP attendees of Fyre Festival will get to spend an extra 20 minutes in the ball pit. The one angle I saw on that Fyre Festival bullshit that I'm interested to see where it goes or if it goes anywhere was that there was, like, an inordinate amount of outrage at influencers, Instagram models, who had been promoting that festival ahead of time. That's the thing that people need to realize is, yo, those are fucking ads. Like, just because they're paying an influencer you like to influence you doesn't mean that it's not also a fucking ad targeted directly at you. It is the most targeted of ads. It's like people never stopped to fucking realize what the word influencer actually fucking meant. And why I might find it so fucking distasteful. Tastemakers, and before that, Brand Sirens. Ten years ago, all about Brand Sirens. Thank you. this fake candy bar is very gooey. Ugh. Hard to live while you eat it. Tired of all these boundaries on my house music. Thank God they're here.
Journey. Through the first decade of the millennium. pan, drizzle with your cooking oil that you like and some seasonings, and bake it until tender for about 12 to 15 minutes. If you like to grill, preheat your grill, place your prepared asparagus on the grill or in a grill basket, and then grill about 3 minutes to the tenderness that you like.
I'm Rod Bain reporting from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This is Rob Keck, host of Bass Pro Shops.
The government's official process for grilling asparagus.
It's all about Browning, the iconic, recognized name of the outdoors. And we're going to be talking about Browning guns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, outdoor products.
All right.
And a little bit of its history with Browning's communication manager, Rafe Nielsen. From Bass Pro Shops, Outdoor World, Saturday.
Wow, you got the guy who does PR for a gun company to come in and talk about the guns this company makes. It's...
My, aren't we looking dapper today?
Look at the communications manager. Oh.
Wherewithal that the NFL has to put that together.
You've been bugging me every night. You say you want it.
Do that dance. Make your knees touch your elbows and do that dance. What you got there? Bend it over. Shut it right there. Just shake, 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 shake. Break, break, break. Now look at your mama. Woo. I see from behind. Woo. She's all that. Maybe your designer. What up? Coach that. Need a scarf around it. What up? Coach that. Let's back it up. Slap it. Let me turn it up. Just till you steam and you scream. I'm burning up. Wanna see that scene? I'm doing the butt. Keep doing what you're doing the hut. Let's go.
Pretty lady gon' do that dance.
Would you ride it if I wasn't driving? charge to survive more. Do you need a wall up? Where you can shop into the wall up? Brag, tell your friends what I bought you. If you couldn't see yourself with a nigga when there's no is low, baby girl, if this is so, yo, can I get a fuck you?
Black Cherry is labeled as a killer, so wish me luck. Yeah. It tastes vaguely like cough syrup.
Thank you. American rock icon, Tom Petty Radio, on now, Channel 31.
Of the final countdown, but when it comes to actually sitting down and listening to it all the way through, I just don't know that I have the fucking stomach for it.
How to cook.
Like, alright, yeah, I'm good.
I fell in love with the farmer, and
I get everything I need to get out of that song in the first 20 seconds.
We farmed 3,000 acres crop row. A third of that.
All the good feelings I'm going to get out of hearing that song are had almost immediately. Like, yes, the final countdown.
And the other third is custom rented ground from.
You can't knock me, baby.
I saw something. Maybe it was on your Snapchat.
Yeah, maybe.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give me, I'll give it to you.
Everybody likes when a girl shakes something. Don't pull nothing.
That's right.
We ain't dumping. We just bumping and banging like it ain't nothing.
Hell
no, security bell slow up in the club. Yeah. Remember when they push and shove, it's only love. Dubs, but everybody waiting on us. No love, but everybody hating on us. They're waiting on us, but we only visiting and trying to spar with killers and lizard skins. I see you watching me, you should watch her. Cause if she's sick of your tricks, I'm the doctor, lock her. Show her to the car and see how bad she wanna meet these stars. Who we are.
I'm just gonna try to take the tunnel again. We'll see.
Rock around,
keep on rock shock, cause this is it.
Thuggish Ruggish Bone is one of your go-to karaoke songs. Impressive. Up here, I don't. We're heading in the back. That ass up. Also, that's quality. It's quality karaoke choice. Probably a lot easier. Well, 100% a lot easier to perform, especially if you've been drinking. Than this would be. If I tried to rap this sober, I would fucking sound like that fucking Eminem cover album at best. Bone Thugs. Ridiculous weirdo flows. Can't handle it. Alright, I'm going to make this left turn and then we're going to get a look at the tunnel here and see what it looks like. Are those cars? Are those cars? Those are cars. Bailing on it. Bailing on it. No go. Abort. Abort tunnel. Tunnel. God damn. Computer. Oh yeah, that's, I can see the tunnel on this map. It is straight red. Turn on Leavenworth. I can do that. But I wonder if I could just go straight for like six more blocks and then see. I did actually try just going straight and see what it's like. Just to know. So I would rather go, I'd rather get back on my regular route as soon as the traffic is done. And this is not really a way that, that affords that. Fuck it, we're going straight. Disobeying the computer.
Delivered to 411. 411 on this day in hip hop
and R&B.
Buck, you remember that skit in the, on the Big Fun album? The match in the back of the act. Back in the back of the act. Yeah, well, my brother Big Pun on this day, Capital Punishment, was released in 1998. First Latino rapper to go platinum. Fat Joe took an interest in Fat Joe. He knew when he ran into Joe they were going to be something special. And
okay, all right.
A lot of people on. A lot of people were able to eat when Fat Joe and Big Pun were moving out here. Miss Jones...
Shut the fuck up, man. Okay, so I need to go at least... three more blocks, and they're saying that there's a traffic jam up ahead. Alright, saying I should go over and up and across and hit Columbus that way, and that's a weird way to go, but... Alright, sure. Let's do that. Yeah, this looks all fucked up. All right, well now I know why it's never telling me just to fucking go straight parallel to the tunnel and eventually get back on Broadway that way. Now I know. This is all fucked up. Lady Shaw Senior Center, these guys are holding foam tubes up in the air, waving them back and forth. Real cultish. Morning workout. Calisthenics. Wait, what? Oh, I'm over the tunnel. That's, I was like, wait, we seem to have missed a street here. I'm like, no, this. I think I just drove over the tunnel. No, that can't be right, because this is Powell Street, and Powell Street definitely fucking...
sounds like this.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, okay, looking over there. That street is all fucked up, so we're not going that way.
That was a space show. On the WB Network. What up, y'all? If you're just tuning in, go to your Instagrams right now. Hey, Ellen Drop says what's up. C Great 728 says what's up, nigger. Fly Fat Nigger, always on the train. Blitz 155. If you're on your Instagram, I want it live now. And shout me out. Show some love. Yeah, Abby. Silver Binks was done by who else? Me, stupid. No one else. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Seer.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Excuse me.
How you doing?
I'm burping. Minding my business.
You're always burping.
I had a good party last night. Was dancing with two humongous beautiful ladies.
Sounds like fun.
They were twins. And I could tell which one it wasn't twin because she had the earring in her life and her tongue, lip, nose.
Oh, so you could, like, tell them apart?
Yes. From the earrings.
That's a good indicator.
Who is that?
I mean, like, it's a good thing to be able to...
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck... No. You say it's a good thing.
But it's a good thing.
It's an indicator. I don't know what the fuck is that. Is that a game? Is that, would you buy that with Sega?
I'm sorry.
You buy this centipede, millipede, and indicator?
It's almost the weekend.
It is the weekend, and we're going to have fun. We're gonna talk shit. We're gonna just smack everyone in the fucking mouth. Stop it, Joel. Joel is fasting. I don't know what happened with Joel. Joel must have been doing something last night and no one knows. Anyway, her entertainment news. Ooh, R. Kelly is back. And we might have R. Kelly sing with us in the studio.
Exclusive.
And a fucking exclusive. That he did for the show. That brother, R. Kelly, down. Also, demo battle, whoa, ho, ho.
Join our music meeting.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation and make your voice count.
Cousin Libra with the dough man in the GT, switch to four lanes, to the stove with the coke cut like propane. Aye, on the block where the shots go bang. Only real niggas really gon' hang. All my life, you was saved by the barrel, I was saved by the cocaine. Aye, young boys with jobs, young boys with lawyers. We stand in the kitchen and whip out that work. We whip out that work, whip out that work, whip out that work. I'ma leave my hustle just to get the moolah. And stack my change, I'm done, go see the jeweler.
Okay, all right. This woman is smoking. I was like, this older Chinese lady walked across the street, and there was just like smoke emitting from her head and neck. And I was like, what? That's... what the fuck is going on? And yeah, she had a cigarette well stashed in one of her hands there.
Nigga need to know how to play these hoes, you know what I'm saying? On the strip, why don't you put me up on that pimp and shit?
I do it like the best of the greatest, not worst. Like welfare day, can't stop the first of the month. Can't stop short dog either. Got a good old nigga, show better keep her. Cause I'm on the prowl all the time, trying to knock every bitch so they all be mine. And I ain't never, never gonna change my ways. Drop a few lines, leave a bitch in the days. Have my homegirls wondering what she do. Fucked around and gave me that pussy too. I be doing this shit on a regular basis. Got bitches everywhere in all kind of places. I could pull out my little black phone book, flip every last page, take a long look, and then pull out a bitch like a rabbit out of hat. Nigga, if I want, I can have it like that. Fuck two or three bitches at the same time. Grab the microphone, sing my rhyme about them same three bitches, and fuck me good. Us niggas gotta do what the fuck we should and we want to. I might pass it. So get butt naked, shake that ass, feel about as real as the stones in my diamond rings. You can hate my guts, but I'ma do these things.
Bitch, like that show? Can't take shows just cause your name show. Matter of fact, I'ma quit taking shows, man.
Spit a little game to a green.
Oh, I have a nine when I can have a ten. And she ain't licking up the nuts while I'm a holler at her friend. Bitch, ain't no time for me to teach her. Rather have an everyday hoe that knows how to treat her. Nigga, I'm thinking if she ain't licking me up, I'm giving her the show, cause he don't give a fuck. Do yourself a favor and could call in my house if you really don't want this nigga to put this dick in your mouth. Have you seen my bitch? I ain't seen her, but if I do, she gets thick. That's what I'm giving her, just like that.
Right,
to the front and back, nothing but the Bozak. The second she get lonely, feel like she can get her money on, she run and fuck your own. Then homie, you a lost cause. They on pause when they dropping draws. It's entrapment or have your nigga breaking nigga laws. But it ain't a matter of mentality, it's reality. Open your eyes, realize bitches ain't nothing but a casualty, but a factor to a nigga wanting fucking time. She's just an everyday, don't wanna catch her fucking mind. Bitch ain't mine, so I thought you knew this, bitch. This is how I do this. Show, though, I know you ain't done explaining, though, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, Pippin is an all-American spoke. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people ain't got that down pat yet, but why don't you straighten it out
for me? You call a ball in the corner when you're shooting pool, but when you play the game of life, ain't no stupid rules. You gotta go for yours at all times. Because if you don't, nigga, yours will be mine. And I won't go to bed early, don't sleep too late. And I never take a punk-ass bitch on a date. This ain't too short, baby, why you talk so bad? Just a player-ass nigga. That's all I rap about, bitches, hoes, and all that shit. She got my number, if she beat me, I'ma call a bitch and go digging in them guts like a gardener. If she starts screaming, I'ma fuck the whole corner. Just having fun with the bitch, and she sprung on my dick. Guess I pull it out and just come on the bitch. And from New Year's Day to New Year's Eve, and every day in between, I will do these things. I don't stop, bitch.
That nigga shout. I like to go to the club, mix and mingle. Nigga plays a dick like a 12-inch single. Yeah, so what you bitches wanna do? Step to me, you got to do my groove first. When I rehearse a change, rearrange my mentality and bring you to reality. You owe me like cologne, so now I feel it's time for us to bone. So I let me play the background. Look, look, listen, put your bitch on lockdown. Yeah, you hanging out with me tonight. Everything's alright, but a nigga wanna fight. Damn, that's a real player hater for you. I'll be waiting for you. I'm dropping lines like a motherfucking pimp at the shit. I'm getting hoes out their clothes cause I'm good at this shit. They calling me the pussy jammer cause I'm breaking those off. See, I pay to be boss, I'm kicking back at no cost. Never slacking, just smacking. Money stacking is my motto. With so much game, they wanna play me like the lotto. Tip the bottle, now I'm drunk as a skunk. High up the tank, but I can't front. See, I'm never being seen now. See, I'm smooth as a nail on a fingernail file. Keeping it wild, but in the meanwhile, we the coolest. So left is how we do.
My finger fucking with my diamonds. Now people nigga climbing the drops. Ain't no fear in my heart. I'm representing from the start to deep. My mama raised me as a G from birth. Be a hustling motherfucker till I seize my hearse. No doubt I bust a shot for all my niggas in jail. All the young black mates. The
guys this guy.
Yo, cause it's a hard life, nigga. Only thugs survive. Ain't no love.
Khaki pants and this fucking slick hair. This fucking vest.
Always in control and never let this bitch know you.
He's got stocks to transact.
A thug nigga getting by. Catch a bitch spitting lies. I'm getting mine all day. I puff a blunt and parlay. At some times if we partay. Get in my seat.
dick lick twice and dip to a trick's life. We can pursue this till my shit's right. With them happy fantasies.
This tech vest says that I'm serious about my financial portfolio.
My first takes when them punk police tried to break me. Didn't think this shit was cute, so I got a lawsuit and made them punk police buy my coupe. This is how we do this.
Tree work ahead. Alright. Well, still get in this alley, so I don't give a fuck. You should go around this car that's totally not in your way. Oh, thank you for pointing that out. Thank you for stopping me to point out that I should go around this car I was in the process of going around. Oh, all right. I'm here. I gotta go. I'll see y'all later. Have a good day.